Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my website, sir, SmallBusinessAdvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, TheThirdIngredient.com. I had a great visit with Kelly Vlahos, executive editor at the American Conservative, and she's been writing them for them now for a dozen years, and she's been hanging out with us for a little while. Kelly, thank you again for joining us. We're talking about the cancel culture. There's some other examples, folks, of the cancel culture. One of them that really got me. A couple that really got me, that really upset me, Kelly, was when Google, I think it was, Google was considering helping the U.S. Department of Defense, and a bunch of their employees, I'm sure they were all young people, I'm sorry, that's just the way it is, complained so much that Google didn't, they refused to help the government. But yet we learn later that they helped the Chinese government. Now I guess
the protesters didn't get wind of that one, I guess.
Well, I don't maybe they did. We don't know. But here's another one. This shocked me. My classic favorite newspaper. No, I hope you don't mind me saying this. I'm sure you read it as well. It's the Wall Street Journal. I mean, I think I've been reading it for decades. And their editorial page is more conservative than their reporting. But their editorial page editors, I don't know if you saw this, Kelly. I know you were out for the city for a little while. The editorial page writers posted this. They said 280 members of their newsroom complained to the journal, to the editors, I'm sorry, to the publisher, about the work that their editorial page was doing. It was apparently they were trying to cancel the Wall Street Journal's editorial effort. That's a true story. I mean, come on, in what universe does that happen?
Well, I mean, if you're asking me seriously, I'd say a universe in which we have turned into a bunch of babies.
A bunch of cupcakes.
Our newsrooms are filled with they're sprinkles, snowflakes, whatever you want to call them. But they have decided that journalism is about deciding for other people how to think and what to read and what to watch.
Orthodoxy.
Not providing information so that people can decide how to feel about the issues. And this is what you saw at the New York Times when they all backlashed against, you know, Tom Cotton's recent editorial about sending troops into Washington. And what you do have is this divide, even among liberals. You know, you have the old-style liberals who are like, put it all out there, let's decide. The more debate, the more talk and conversation, the more argument, you know, the more
and the
more
truth,
informed we
and
are.
And the truth will have a better chance of bubbling up to the top.
Correct. But then you have this other legion of younger journalists who believe that it's, that there are more gatekeepers and activists.
But they're not really journalists. We do your profession injustice, I think, Kelly, to call them journalists. I don't know what you would call them, but they're not really journalists because journalists want to report what's going on, not what they think you should know about what's going on. What you should know, but how you should think about what's going on. They want, as you said earlier, they want to compel you to do this. So how do we stop this, Kelly? What's the solution to turning this around? Because this is not going to end well for America if we don't stop this.
It's not. And I've seen some suggestions, you know, some folks at Fox News were talking about this online and saying, well, the only way to fight this cancel culture is to fight back with their tools. And if they start going after somebody and trying to dox them and cancel them, then we should have an army mobilized of people online to find dirt and to go after them and threaten to cancel them. So they would feel that there was some sort of cost to what they're doing. And I get that, but it's just, it feels dirty. It feels low.
Yeah.
But I honestly, I don't really know how to stop it.
Well, how about this? What if the publisher of Wall Street Journal and the publisher of the New York Times and the publisher of the Philadelphia Inquirer, where these people were raising, you know, and the Washington Post, what if those publishers stood up and said, look, this editor, this writer has a right, they're professionals, they have a right to file those stories. You don't have to agree with it. You don't even have to read it. But this is America, and just this, yeah. They have the same right that you do. We stand behind them. It has nothing to do with whether we agree with them or not. Why didn't no publisher?
I haven't heard any publisher do that.
Have you?
I have an answer for you. The answer is money. And the newspapers that you just mentioned are all part of massive conglomerates that are publicly traded. And these publishers are looking at their bottom line.
They're looking
at their shareholders, and they're sweating. The beads of sweat are coming off their faces. They want to do the right thing. But the publisher at the New York Times, there was a huge piece about him saying that he really didn't want to fire the editorial, editor. And he was under pressure from the mob, but also the fact that he's heading a publicly traded company. And this is the problem, Jim. The problem is we have corporations in league with this mob culture.
Yep. Well, you see this with corporations coming out in favor of the anarchy. I mean, they're literally supporting in their statements the anarchy that's going on in the streets right now for no reason. They didn't have to do it. They just do it because they're basically they're shills. They're basically, well, you know what they call them, folks. I won't say the name in polite company. Tintail, right back to Kelly Vlahos, the American conservative. That's the that's where she works. She's executive editor there. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.